If a community's lucky, it has an Ed Jerome, a go-to person. Ed Jerome of Edgartown died suddenly Tuesday, September 18th. The news rippled across Martha's Vineyard in small waves, word of mouth, Facebook, conversations in a coffee shop. The retired Edgartown school principal and longtime, forever it seemed, president of the nonprofit Martha's Vineyard Striped Bass and Bluefish Derby, was a great guy. I knew him as a fisherman first, then as a member of the Derby Committee, and later, when I worked as a news reporter, as a respected island educator. His death was sad news for the entire island and extended fishing community. No matter the organization, Ed's was always the firm guiding hand. He led the Edgartown School for 26 years. When he retired, he figured he'd go fishing and play golf. But when a sudden leadership void occurred in the regional school district, it was call Ed. He stepped up to be interim superintendent. Later, he served as interim principal of the West Tisbury School. That was in addition to numerous committees and boards. I never heard a disparaging word about him, which is an accomplishment in its own right. We do like to gossip on an island. But it was as president of the Derby Committee where his ability to referee schoolyard battles carried the day. I served on the committee for about 10 years. Trying to reach consensus in a room full of fishermen would test the patience of any man or woman. Ed was a consensus builder. He was a listener. Above all, he was a gentleman. If there was an issue, the first question was always, "Have you talked to Ed?" Ed and I didn't always agree on Derby policy, but I always appreciated his thoughtful approach, and I valued our conversations about fishing, island politics, and life in general. He had a great sense of humor. Ed's contributions to the Derby, now a fixture of island life, cannot be overstated. This small fishing tournament, conceived in 1946 as a way to attract visitors and bolster the off-season island economy, is now celebrating its 73rd year. It annually attracts more than 3,000 entrants over 5 weeks in September and October. Think about it. If you consider the effects of all that fishing on spouses and employers, short of a power outage, no other event has a greater impact on island life. Far more than a fishing contest, it's become an annual reunion of individuals bound in spirit. On the practical side, last year the Derby awarded $37,000 in scholarships to island high school graduates. Ed was the driving force behind the scholarship program. Many years ago, Ed suffered a near-fatal heart attack. Quick work in the Martha's Vineyard Hospital emergency room saved his life. Ed bounced back. He ran a successful charter fishing boat that allowed him to do what he enjoyed, talk to people and take them fishing. And he spent the cold, damp island winters in Florida working on his seemingly ever-present tan. I've never forgotten a time when I was walking through the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City. An elderly man collapsed after stepping off an escalator. A group of teens thought it was funny. How sad, I thought, to have drawn his last breath among strangers. That image always stayed with me. I value the closeness of our small, caring community. Ed will be missed, but it's comforting to know that he died on the island that he loved, doing what he loved, shell fishing in Senjatacket Pond in Edgartown, with fishermen nearby, and it was Derby time. I can tell you when the current will begin to ebb off Waisquey Point and the rip will form that attracts Derby-winning blues and striped bass. But the tide of life is not predictable. It's drawn by different forces than those that affect the sea that surrounds our island, and one day it falls for each of us. Fair tides, Ed Jerome.